I am Roberta Schultz. Maria Longworth Storer's name might seem familiar to Cincinnatians who know about Rookwood Pottery, since she was indeed the founder of that company. And since much has been written about Maria Longworth Storer, the artist and potter, authors Nancy Broerman and Constance J. Moore wanted to offer readers a fuller picture of this woman's remarkable life as a wife, mother, writer, influencer, and Catholic. Their resulting collaboration, Maria Longworth Storer, From Music and Art to Popes and Presidents, from University Press of Cincinnati, is a comprehensive and candid look at the life of a woman whose influence stretched from her wealthy beginnings as an heiress socialite in Cincinnati with a passion for music and art to her eventual roles as friend and opponent to influential men of her time, including popes, emperors, and presidents. To say the book is well-researched would be an understatement, since a good one-third of the volume is given to extensive chapter notes, a list of Longworth Storer's published works, and bibliography. Scattered throughout the narrative are photos depicting Longworth Storer and her family at various important events of their lives, a hallmark of early 20th century living for the upper class, and eventually for all of us, as cameras and photographers became more economical. Also helpful to the reader is a cast of characters near the front of the book, along with a family tree. I still might have been intimidated as a reader by the heft of this volume had there not been a stimulating and well-written prologue to suck me into a pivotal event in the life of this strong-willed woman. We meet Maria Longworth Storer in the heat of her letter-writing rampage with then-President Teddy Roosevelt through her husband's words. "Don't answer now. He is out of his head. He could not write to you like that if he were in his right senses," Ambassador Bellamy Storer advised his beloved Ia. The tall, good-looking man worried about his wife's reaction to President Theodore Roosevelt's harsh letter of December 1905. His advice fell on deaf ears. After the prologue's dive into a pivotal event of Maria Longworth Storer's influential life, the authors introduce us to her early beginnings as the wealthiest unmarried lady in the country, who eventually thwarts her wealthy upper-class father's attempts to find her a suitable match inside her own social class by marrying a man much older than she, who was definitely from humbler circumstances. She settled into the house her father built for her and George Ward Nichols and began her family and her forays into influencing the art scene in Cincinnati. She founded Rookwood Pottery while George wrote impressive historical books and articles for journals. Since the two of them were accomplished musicians, they took an avid interest in concert attendance and production. They are credited as a couple for establishing the beginnings of the May Festival in Cincinnati, as well as producing many classical music and choral events each year. George was the co-producer of the May Festival until his administrative style clashed with the music director's very similar, strong-headed approach. George did not win this war of wills. When the clash of wills extended to his marriage, Maria's admiration for her older husband cooled over time. According to the authors, when George Ward Nichols died from an ongoing illness, he was rather isolated at the end from his wife and family. Several months after Nichols' death, Maria was courted by and married to Bellamy Storer, a man who was both of her social class and age. She did not observe a period of mourning, and that invited some talk among Cincinnatians. Since the Storers didn't spend all that much time in Cincinnati directly after their marriage, this was not a matter that concerned them. Through Bellamy's position as a lawyer, the Storers became acquainted with many members of the Republican Party, like William McKinley. It wasn't long before Bellamy Storer found his way to Washington, D.C. as a congressman. There, the Storers expanded their circle of influential friends to luminaries like William Howard Taft and Theodore Roosevelt, who became close friends and confidants. In addition, Maria's involvement in conversion to American Catholicism brought her into close contact with many bishops and archbishops. She and Bellamy became avid supporters of certain clerics like John Ireland as candidates for cardinal. It is this interest in mixing political connections with the Catholic hierarchy that caused the couple the greatest friction in their attempts to change the world through the strength of their collective influence. Both Maria and Bellamy became writers during this time as U.S. ambassador to Spain and Austria. They wrote letters to influential people about the state of Spain after the Spanish-American War. They wrote pieces about architecture and religion. As their involvement in Catholicism became increasingly committed, Maria wrote letters to Theodore Roosevelt, imploring him to recommend John Ireland to the Pope as a candidate for cardinal. While Roosevelt often said kind things to Maria directly about Ireland, he assured others that he would not meddle in affairs of church from his position in state. Maria's insistent letters to him about moving Bellamy to another ambassador position beyond Spain, where the climate made her frequently ill, coupled with her constant petitions for support of Ireland, eventually led to the harsh letter from Teddy Roosevelt with which the book begins. Ultimately, the Storrs were called back from Bellamy's ambassadorship in Austria when they were vacationing in Egypt. A great deal of the rest of the book talks about how the Storrs lost much of their influence during this time of disgrace, but they never stopped their writing or supporting their many artistic and social causes, although many of their pieces after that time were devoted to the subject of religion. Maria Longworth Storr, From Music and Art to Popes and Presidents, by Constance J. Moore and Nancy Broerman, is a must-read for those who care about the cultural history of Cincinnati and the U.S. during the early 20th century. It is also the portrait of a strong-willed woman who had ideas during a time when women were expected to be the power behind the throne. It is a cautionary tale from real life about the price such women and their loved ones pay for speaking their truth to power. You can find a link to Maria Longworth Storr, From Music and Art to Popes and Presidents, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.